Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. How are you guys all feeling? I know that as the moment I'm recording this, I am really excited because I'm about 48 hours away, I think it's like 47 actually, from launching my brand new company, my brand new business, this thing I've been working on for 3 years called Secrets of Success. And I'm excited. In fact, by the time you're listening to this, it will have already launched. You'll probably have gotten emails from it. You probably heard me talk about it. But the company is called Secrets of Success. As you guys know, I've been on this journey for the last 3 years now, traveling the world, trying to acquire these old books and manuscripts from the greatest minds of our time. My mission with this, and I didn't know this when I first got started. I wasn't aware of it. But as I started getting deeper and deeper into this, I started buying these books and these manuscripts, and I was just having so much fun with it. And I remember that by the time I looked at what Ryan Holiday was doing, Ryan Holiday, he found like this era of time that he fell in love with, which was the Stoic era, right? He loved like all these authors, or not, I guess they weren't authors, they were the philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca and Epictetus and all these like these Stoic philosophers, right? He found that group of people and he read all the books and found out the life stories and became obsessed with it. And from there, he's written like a dozen books on Stoic and Stoicism, and he's got a podcast and like all these amazing things. And I saw that, I was like, oh, that's so cool what he's doing. And I love it. And I love the Stoic stuff. I love Ryan's stuff. But I was like, he's done that. Like, that's not what I'm looking for. And for me, as I was going through this and I was buying these old Napoleon Hill manuscripts and books, and I started like piecing together the history, like who did he learn from and who did he learn from and who did she learn from? And like, I started building out this timeline of events. And from building out this timeline, I realized I didn't realize, like I actually found that there was this, just like there was the Stoic era and there's the Renaissance era and the Enlightenment era, like these different eras of time. There was an era of time that started about 1850 and went to about 1950. It's still kind of happening today, but that's when it was really like this new idea that people were kind of freaking out about. It was called the New Thought Movement. Okay, so like we have the Stoic era. This is like the New Thought era or movement or whatever. And they called it New Thought because it was the first time in history that people basically would sit there and they would like, they realized that if they thought, they could change life. You know, think and grow rich. Think and your thoughts would affect who you were, your feelings, your actions, and all sorts of stuff. And you could change, like, your circumstances by thinking. And this was like, you know, for us, like, oh, yeah, we hear about it all the time. But, like, back in the 1800s, like, this was not a thing. It was the first time in society that people were like, oh, my gosh, I can change my life by thinking. And from there was an author, and then two authors, and five, and ten, and there's a whole bunch of people blew up. And so the era that I collect is the New Thought Movement. Like from 1850 to 1950, this is the era I'm obsessed with. And I spent over eight figures right now buying books and manuscripts and courses. We're building a library. That's a $20 million library/museum we're building, an event center. We're doing all sorts of stuff. And this week, we launched the first part of this business, which is a membership site and a mastermind and a community where you can come and you can actually get access to some of these books. And so I have a team now where we're scanning the books and making PDFs out of them. We're reading audiobooks of them and putting those in the members area. We're doing courses and communities and like a whole bunch of amazingness is happening. And so anyway, I just want to jump on here and let you guys know that it's done. It's launched. I'm so excited. I'm having so much fun with it. And with this new community building, just like when I launched the ClickFunnels community, we had ClickFunnels was the brand and then the people were called Funnel Hackers. Over here, we have Secrets of Success as the brand and our people are called Round Pegs. They're the round pegs and the square holes. And so it's something that's been really, really fun. I did a presentation at Funnel Hacking Live called My Goals, like how to go from zero to $100 million in 24 months with this new business I'm launching. And so a lot of the people who were at Funnel Hacking Live know a little bit about this just because I've been talking about it. But I'm using the same things from a marketing standpoint that I did when we launched ClickFunnels, like same playbook, same strategy, same everything. In fact, I went back and reread my own book, Expert Secrets, to figure out what did I do over here. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. We should do these things over here. So if you want to see like me building my next movement, you should come watch the show. Come watch what we're doing. So anyway, it's been a lot of fun. And so I just actually wanted to show you guys two pages. So if you got a pad of paper, get it out and write these things down. This will help you to funnel hack what I'm doing. The first is when we launched the pre-launcher, I launched to a mini documentary. And the goal of the mini documentary was to set the tone, help people understand what's happening, like to create a frame that that people can come through, right? Because if you go to a site and it's like, hey, pay $100 a month to read old books, like, that frame's not very powerful, right? It's like, why would I do that? So I had to create a frame, okay? So here's a marketing secret for you. Creating a frame, right? And so this mini documentary is called Bibliomania. And it's me telling the story about what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And it shows me flying across the world and paying $1.5 million for an old book. And why would I invest that much? And like, and all these kind of things, right? So it creates a frame of all of a sudden it's like, whoa, first off, this is cool. Second off, I have desire for this thing now. Third off, like there's value attached to it. Like he paid $1.5 million and I get access for $97. Like, shh, right? And so that's marketing secret number one is creating a frame. So if you want to see that frame, if you go to secretsofsuccess.com/bibliomania. So bibliomania is the disease that I have apparently. It's the obsession with books. So if you go there, you can watch this little mini documentary about bibliomania. And I'd go through, watch a 17-minute video. And then when you watch the video, there's going to be a page that pops up. You can opt in. And I would just funnel hack the process. Like, it's powerful. If you're launching a new movement, if you're creating a new course, a new anything, like, looking at what we did there as a pre-frame to be able to control the frame of our customers as they're coming in. So that's number one. Then number two, guess what we did? You're never going to guess. If you've been following me for any amount of time, you're probably going to guess that Russell probably launched a MIFKI. Guess what I did? I launched a MIFKI. So if you want to see the MIFKI, if you go to secretsofsuccess.com/roundpegs, that'll take you to the page where you can actually see the MIFKI. And yeah, we created an insanely good offer. And so right now that's what we've been launching. We sent emails for the first 4 days all to the Bibliomania documentary. And then we transitioned over to the Secrets of Success MIFKI. And right now people are joining in droves, and it's fun. It's playing this game again. And I don't know about you guys, but you know, the last time I launched a new company was ClickFunnels. We spent 10 years doing it, and it's still fun. In fact, we have some crazy things coming to ClickFunnels in the next month or so, which I'm pumped about. But it's just fun for me, like a mental exercise. Like, how would I do this again if I was starting over? People always ask me, how do you, like, if you're starting from scratch, what would you do, Russell? Like, well, let me find out. And so I'm doing it. And one cool thing is, for those who are in the 2ComaClubX coaching program this year, they already know this, but for those who aren't, like, it's cool because all of them are following the same linchpin formula we taught at Funnel Hacking Live. And so what I'm doing with them is like, I'm literally going through and I'm doing it with them right now, right? Like, we're going through and we're creating, you know, the same order and sequence that I'm doing it, they're doing it. So like, I'm like, you know, a month ahead of everybody else. So I'm like, I build my funnel up, go build the funnel up. I'm doing my email newsletter, go do your email newsletter. I'm doing my membership site, go to your membership site. I'm doing my MIFKI, go to your MIFKI. And so like, everyone's just like, basically one step behind me, and I'm just doing this, and everyone in the coaching program is copying it for their business, their market, and it's really, really fun. So if you're not in 2ComaClubX coaching yet, you're crazy. It is literally like the best handholding we've ever had where you can do it with me in real time, which is the best thing, right? And you get me coming back and showing what's working, what's not working, and giving feedback and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's kind of fun. I'm having a good time with it. So anyway, I wanted to jump on the podcast because a lot of you guys are aware of this stuff. You hear me talk about it, but you don't know when things go live or not. And so I just wanted to let you know that it is officially live. You can go check it out. And if you can't find those domains, if you go to secretsofsuccess.com, it'll, yeah, you'll get there. You can figure out how to watch the Bibliomania documentary and also get access to the MIFKI. So anyway, with that said, I hope you guys are doing amazing today. And I love this game. Isn't it fun? Do you guys really enjoy this? It's cool. And the cool thing is this whole business has been all built in ClickFunnels 2.0. People keep telling me, oh, ClickFunnels 2.0, it's not working because of this or because of this. I'm like, literally, it works for all the things, you guys. Like, everyone who says that just because they didn't spend the 5 seconds you need to figure out how to make it work because it's a little bit different. It's a little more powerful than 1.0. And so, like, people kind of freak out. It's like, no, like, it actually works. Here's a whole brand, a whole business we're launching on it. You know, we're processing, I can't remember, I think since we launched 2.0, it's like $500 million has been processed through 2.0. Like, it works. It's just, you got to spend a little time to figure out the differences and the intricacies, but it works great. So anyway, hope that helps. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening to me and the craziness that's always ensuing from me. And I hope that you get some value from this. So thanks, you guys. And I'll talk to you all soon. Bye, everybody.